Hey, it is 4:41, your Friday downtown, the weekend within sights. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wading, Brian Stackpole. Time to hop on board the Tiller and Rye telephone line to talk some hockey. Joined on the phone as we are every Friday by our friend Jesse Connolly of alongtheboards.com. Good Friday afternoon, Jess.
Right back at you, Rich.
Man, oh man, this series has had a little of everything so far. I'm at the point now where I hope it goes seven. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, it's been incredibly entertaining. You know, we had two very highly skilled teams coming in, and you know, just look at the way that things have played out so far. It's been closely contested. There's been a lot of drama, not the manufactured variety. It's just been great hockey, and it's a bummer there's only as many as three games left. It's a bummer someone has to lose this great series, and it's a bummer it's our penultimate conversation about this 2014-15 season.
Well, of course, the big storyline, and even more fascinating for folks up here in Maine, the former Black Bear goaltender Ben Bishop and this mystery injury. What do you know about what's happening with Bish?
Yeah, the injury allegedly happened in Game 2. Obviously, he was iffy there for Game 3, and you know, come NHL playoff time, coaches are going to be tight-lipped, players are going to be tight-lipped. You know, it's really hard to gauge what it is. Some have speculated it could be his left leg. The way he was kind of laboring around in the crease, I thought maybe lower back injury, hip, you know, who knows. But, you know, he wasn't good to go for Game 4, needed some extra rest there. And that was kind of, you know, not only coaching and training staff decision, but, you know, his as well. You know your own body, you know, when you're, you know, you could be up to snuff. And he didn't feel confident in his ability. But, you know, luckily Andrei Vasilevskiy, who's played well in some spot appearances here over the playoffs, he stepped in, and I thought he wasn't magnificent, but he certainly did the job. He had some pretty key saves there, and you know, it was a tough 2-1 loss for Tampa. Big stop on Patrick Kane, another one on Antoine Vermette in the third period. He looked good and he looked comfortable, and I think that's the most important thing for Tampa. Obviously, you hope that you have Ben Bishop back. You look at how he's played. You know, over the course of the playoffs, there have been some inconsistencies, but you know, Game 7 clutch time, you want your number one goalie in there, and he's performed well throughout, and you know, hopefully he's ready to go for Game 5 back down in Tampa for the Bolts.
What's been interesting too is a couple of the key guys from each team haven't really stepped up and been tremendously productive so far. Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Toews, both a little bit quiet offensively.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot from the star players, and obviously that's the focus coming in. You look at how basically they, you know, these two teams have some of the best top sixes in the National Hockey League. You've got Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, Sharp, you know, over on the Chicago side, and obviously the so-called triplets line with Johnson, Kucherov, and you know, Stamkos is however still the guy. He's the captain. He's a perennial 40 goal scorer, and he's got four games now. He's gone with no points here in the Stanley Cup Final. That's certainly not how you want to perform in your first trip to the championship series in the National Hockey League. So obviously, they've got to get more out of him. And, you know, on the flip side, Jonathan Toews has one goal, but they haven't gotten, you know, any goals out of Kane or Schaub or Hossa. So, I think both sides are just waiting for their big guys to break through.
One of the other big stories that's kicking around the NHL right now is what's going on with the Phoenix Coyotes. Do you have any insight as to how badly that's going for them?
Yeah, it's not looking good right now. I mean, unless you're a proponent of the Coyotes moving to Las Vegas or maybe finding a new home. Obviously, it's been a dicey situation for a long time now. People have been very adamant about, you know, Arizona as a whole not being a place that's, you know, conducive to building a hockey market, to you know, building a strong following that can rival what's in other cities, not just original six cities, but, you know, the rest of the National Hockey League. And they've struggled with attendance. They've struggled with, you know, their on-ice product. Obviously, this past year was dreadful for them. And, you know, with the way things are now, they made the deal to stay in Glendale either last summer or the summer before, and now the city is pulling the rug on that. They're trying to basically kick them out of Geyler River Arena. And it's going to be interesting. You know, the Coyotes are going to fight back, allegedly. You know, the ownership claims that they want to keep the Coyotes in Arizona. They, you know, they're committed to that. They don't want to move. But, you know, with the way things are playing out, their hands might be tied. They might have to you know, either take a little tour and, you know, play home games in different cities, or, you know, hopefully they can, you know, for, you know, Arizona fans' sake, they can get an injunction and basically force their way into staying at Geyler River Arena for the 2015-16 season.
We're talking with Jesse Connolly of alongtheboards.com here on Downtown. Claude Julien came out from hiding this week, met the media. Anybody hoping for change, a different approach to things? I didn't hear a lot of that from Coach Julien this week.
No, he certainly can be. He can be a little stubborn. He can be a little, I'd say, delicately flippant is a good way to describe Claude Julien. Sometimes he gets very defensive about, you know, his players and his strategies. And, you know, he came out and he said that he really wasn't surprised that he'd be coming back. And, you know, I really can't blame the guy. You know, it kind of reads as a little funny, but, you know, what's he supposed to say? You know, I thought I was going to get fired. I've been dreading these past few weeks. You know, he's got to save face. He's got to come out and, you know, make that response, basically. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, changing of philosophies, you know, there's been a lot of talk since the Bruins were, you know, eliminated in that final, you know, game of the regular season. We need some change. And obviously it started off pretty quickly with Peter Chiarelli being fired. But then, you know, it's kind of the status quo with, you know, his number two, Don Sweeney, stepping up from assistant GM to GM. And then you keep the same coach around. And then that coach comes out and says, you know, there's not going to be a giant overhaul of how the Bruins play hockey. You know, the defense is still going to be the emphasis. And obviously they're going to get strong goaltending from Tuukka Rask. And, you know, I think Julian touched a little bit on, you know, the transition game being a little bit quicker, a little more efficient. And, you know, I think they've got players that, you know, can step in and do that. You know, if they take the reins off a little bit, Dougie Hamilton can be a little bit more aggressive, Torey Krug. But yeah, Julian didn't sound like a guy that wants to completely change what he's been doing for the last eight or so seasons here.
We're not very far away from the NHL draft, and Jack Eichel, the likely number two pick, still says he's not sure if he's going pro or not. Do you think he's sincere in that?
I don't. I think it's just lip service. I think he had a fantastic season at BU, which, you know, everyone expected out of him, just, you know, based on how he had played, you know, leading up to that and his junior career and his high school career. So, you know, obviously it was a great season for BU as a whole. They made it to the national championship. And, you know, I think if you're Eichel, it is still a tough decision to leave. You had a lot of fun there. You had a great experience. You're coming back to, you know, to be the leader of what should still be a pretty good team. But, you know, I think Buffalo is a lock for him. He knows he's going to be drafted by the Sabres. He's got one of his college teammates, Evan Rodriguez, is already signed there. I think all the things are in place for Jack Eichel to make the jump to the pros, you know, come this fall.
Jesse Connolly covers hockey for alongtheboards.com. Jesse, great talking with you as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll, sad to say, we'll wrap up the season a week from today.
All right, looking forward to it, Rich.
Thanks, Jesse. It's 12 minutes to go before the top of the hour here on Downtown. We'll